We're talking with Mabel Leon, who's active in many peace organizations in the Capital District, Grannies for Peace, Albany Cuban Solidarity Group, Albany Women Against War, some of the groups in Schenectady working on peace issues. She was actually profiled as an 80-year-old lifelong activist in the Daily Gazette, this weekend. So Mabel, one of the issues I've always known you on has been on the Cuba issue. I know you've been with the Caravan for Peace and have gone to Cuba quite a few. You know, what are you hoping with the new Biden administration that we're going to see any changes in our policy towards Cuba?
Well, we all know that we only get changes when we push. So we still need to push to change the policy toward Cuba. We have had an embargo in effect since 1962. And the only thing that embargo against Cuba does is punish the people of Cuba. Just 2 weeks ago, we had an action supported by Albany Cuba Solidarity, in which we had a caravan of cars that drove around Albany with big signs on our cars or chalk on our windows that said, end the embargo. And we did do a brief interview with the media because it's a failed policy that has hurt the people of Cuba and it needs to stop.
And do you think Biden's going to stop? I mean, honestly, the Obama administration opened it up a bit.
That's why we were starting to do some actions. He has a pretty full agenda, I would say, but we don't want Cuba to be left behind.
And how about our local congressman, Paul Tonka? Where is he on Cuba?
We have met with him. I don't think it's his top issue, but with all Congress people and with presidents and vice presidents, you know, you have to keep an issue present in front of them. And I'll just say this one fact. Cuba does not threaten us in any way, other than we don't like their form of government. They send more doctors around the world to heal people than the UN, and they provide for their citizens free health care and free education, something I would see as a goal for us. We can't be Cuba, but we could certainly make some advances in those areas.
You know, you're one of those activists who understands that, you know, all issues are largely interconnected. It has to do with the, you know, the power of the rich and the mighty and the politicians against the rest of us. So one of the issues that we've covered here at their station, which a lot of people have been very upset about, has been these various police reform ideas that came out of the Governor Cuomo's executive order. I know there's been quite a bit of controversy about Schenectady. And I understand that you have written a letter what are your concerns about Schenectady?
Funny, every time they open it up at hearings, and I was on one of the little committees giving feedback. But what I really support the young people in the organization, all of us. And they have had a number of demonstrations very early on. They made a whole list of things that they felt should happen, 13 different things. And I would say that those 13 suggestions are actually very reasonable. And recently they held a demonstration because the Schenectady police have added back into their use of force that it is justifiable under some circumstances to put a knee on the head of someone that you are restraining. I really am outraged by that, especially as we are experiencing the tragedy of the George Floyd trial. And I think that is the type of maneuver that absolutely needs to be banned outright. along with hog ties, shooting at moving vehicles. A lot of things need to be restricted. But they didn't just keep their criticisms to that. They made a recommendation about transparency, accountability, community policing, restorative justice. So what I urge the mayor, the chief of police, and the safety commissioner is to listen to these young people. Listen to them with open ears.
Now, I understand one of the things you didn't was you actually went and talked to several dozen of your neighbors in the Stockade area of Schenectady about the police reform issue. Anything that you found interesting from that experience?
Well, I did that because I felt that I may not represent the whole neighborhood. And if you're representing the neighborhood, you should at least be reaching out and finding out how some of your neighbors feel. And actually, it was a very interesting experiment. I would say that the majority of the people that I spoke to believed in community policing, wanted there to be more interaction between the police and the community. And there was an understanding that different communities suffer differently. But in addition, I had a neighbor who was a policeman in England where they don't have guns and where now they've got problems in England right now. There's no system that's perfect. But he talked about a very different philosophy. I think that our country has moved, and our community has moved more and more to a militarization of the police. And that has disastrous effects because you set up that you're on different sides. And I have a neighbor who is a career military person. And I wondered what he would say on this issue, and I did not prompt him. The first thing he said is that the military framework does not belong in local policing. So, I mean, I think those little pieces of feedback, and they also, people talked about how can you attract people that aren't aggressive? And how do you screen out people that are extremists? I give a lot of credit to my neighbors. They were, they had a lot of different thoughts that were quite interesting.
So we have 90 seconds left. You mentioned young people, you mentioned climate, you mentioned earlier about no movement without real people. From your 80 years, what's your last message you want to deliver to the listeners of WOOC about being political activists?
We only have movements on the climate and peace and new policy on Cuba when we have groups of people involved. And we need all ages of people, but we really need the energy of young people. And that was what was so exciting with Black Lives Matter. Also in the climate movement, I went to New York City for the climate march, and it was a whole big march of youth. And every time a reporter approached one of those youth, they gave an impassioned, articulate statement. We need everyone. We really need the youth.
Okay. Mabel Leon, you got a favorite website that you want people to look at?
Women Against War, I would refer people to. There's also a Facebook page for Albany Cuba Solidarity. And locally, we do a vigil in Schenectady at the corner of State and Erie, and we encompass many issues. I didn't mention Yemen, but we are concerned about the famine in Yemen and the fact that we need to be more proactively making peace happen.
We'll get to that next time.
Black Lives Matter and racism now. We encompass all these issues that are interrelated.
If you want to know more about Mabel Leon, you can look her up on the front page of last week's Daily Gazette. And this has been Mark Dunleavy for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.